Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to talk people into sometimes trying a plant-based meat, a plant burger.
Yeah. Mm. When you say plant-based meat, literally, it doesn't sound very appetizing. Mm-mm, and it might sway you away. But my daughter, Abby, who's a full-on vegan, and my youngest daughter, Julia, who any day now is going to join her, I believe. She's already halfway there. She's doing the vegetarian thing now for the most part. They got me, they asked me to go buy them some Beyond Burgers, where you can get anywhere now. I'm sure you, if you have a vegetarian or a vegan in your life, or you are one, then you know all about Beyond Burgers. They finally found something, I don't know how they do it, that pretty much, I don't want to say identically, gets the taste of beef and the texture of beef down for a burger, but it's pretty spot on.
The Impossible Burger?
Beyond Burger, the Impossible Burger. Yeah. I've not tried the Impossible Burger. I have had a Beyond Burger, a Beyond Sausage, which is just like a sausage. It's kind of weird. And I also had a meatball sandwich at California Adventure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that meatball is. If it's made with Beyond Burger, I don't know what it is, but the meatball sandwich, I thought it was a meatball sandwich. I would never have been able to tell ever.
Right. Now, this plant-based one, I'm not sure the brand of it, but
Jensen Meats.
Jensen Meats.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
believe it or not, there's another morning show in this building. I know.
There's a couple.
Anyway,
they do a segment where they cook these up. And so Jessica and I decided that we were going to try it because I've never had a veggie burger. Anything like that.
Well, this isn't a veggie burger. I mean, I guess it is now, but like the full-on veggie burgers, this is different than that.
Right. It's supposed to mimic meat and seem like meat. So we thought we would try it.
Supposedly, some of these plant-based meat burgers actually taste like beef. Now, if we look real closely, you can kind of tell it's not beef, but the color, you know, I guess they're trying to go for it. So we thought we would try it and see what we thought. I know John has had these before, but Jessica and I never have.
Yeah.
So let's try it and see if it tastes like beef.
I will say it smells good, and the texture is very beefy.
Okay.
It can feel a little like grease in there. There's some moisture in it.
Okay.
Not dry.
All right.
Well,
Jessica, you embrace every task you have. You really take this very seriously.
I love it.
It's got a very beefy texture. It's got some moisture, too. You can tell it's not. But that's very important.
It is.
Because a lot of these, especially, I mean, come on.
Texture's
there's
everything.
A reason why a turkey burger is not as popular as a hamburger.
Right.
Even though it's better for you. Because it gets dry. Mm. Because there's not enough fat in there to keep it moist. When you get a burger, you want like a 80-20 mix. You don't want that for health reasons, you want a 90-95. But, you know, for a burger, shut up, John. Back to you guys. I just want to kick my own butt for that whole conversation just now.
I have ketchup.
Okay. Uh-huh. Give it a taste. See what you think.
You can tell it's not beef.
Okay.
But I like it.
You like it?
I could eat that.
All right.
And I think I will.
All right.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Here, let me have a little taste.
Tammy.
So if you don't...
Tammy had some of it. We shared it.
Don't mind me eating off the same burger.
Oh.
I'll give it a little taste because, you know, me, the vegetarian thing is just not my thing. But so the texture actually isn't bad at all.
No.
I mean, it really kind of does have that, kind of has a beef texture. It has a meat texture. It's the best plant tasting beef I've had.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Actually,
I'll eat it.
Thumbs up.
So I'm going to ask you what my daughters asked me when I basically had the identical review you both just had. Since it is very burger-like and yet better for you as far as not using red meat, would you use that now as an alternative? Would you go with just a Beyond Burger or an Impossible Burger or whatever it was? Jensen Meats had a plant-based burger yesterday. Would you go with that instead of a regular burger?
No.
Why?
No, I like grass-fed beef.
Oh,
and it's because it's a better fat for you. It's a better thing than...
But what kind of grass? It better be Kentucky bluegrass only, right?
Grass-fed
beef. You don't
beef
want crabgrass, believe me.
Grass-fed beef is better for you than corn-fed beef. Grass-fed beef. And I just know. It's just not something. I eat plenty of vegetables already. I love veggies. But no. If I'm going to have a burger, I want a real burger.
Yeah, and that's exactly...
You know.
You and I are so alike. It's exactly the same thing I told my daughter.
Right.
I didn't have really a good reason. It's like, because I want a burger or I want a real burger. That's
why. Exactly.
By the way, the Carl's Jr. does. I think it's is an Impossible Burger, mm-hmm. Carl's Jr. My girlfriend gets the Impossible Burger there, and she brags about how she's living healthy. It's got as much fat and calories as a regular burger, by the way.
I was trying to look it up.
Stack everything else on there.
If you're doing it specifically because you think it's healthier, there really isn't, nutrition-wise, there isn't much difference at all. There you go.
All right. Well, now that you're educated. And by the way, if anyone would like to know more about the fat to meat ratio on your burger, I'd love to sit down and have a seminar. Oh, no, you wouldn't? I literally heard radios being turned off as I was talking.
No, they came right. They turned it right back up when you said, I want to kick my own butt.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Okay.
They're waiting for that.
God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.